We're continuing now with the fourth parak of the fourth shar of the Nefesh HaChaim. Up to this point, we've learned about the decline of Torah study as Rav Chaim Volozhiner saw it in his time in the first chapter, how people were emphasizing the study of Musar and Musar books too much. In the second parak, he told us about what Torah Lishma is not, how it's not Dveikus BaHashem. And in the third chapter, he told us what Torah Lishma is. That Torah Lishma is study of Torah for Torah's sake, to understand it, to know it well, and to develop new insights in the study of Torah. Now, Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the fourth parak of the Shaar Dalet wants to be very, very clear that he's not in any way, God forbid, discouraging us from learning with Yirat Shamayim. And to make his point, he quotes about seven Ma'amari Chazal to make it very clear that Torah without Yirat Shamayim is nothing. It'll become a question of how a person can properly maintain a state of mind of Yirat Shamayim without needing to be in a constant state of Dveikus BaHashem. And he'll explain that to us in the coming chapters. But just as far as the importance of Yirat Shamayim as really a prerequisite for Torah, he quotes many Ma'amari Chazal. So let's learn together the fourth parak. Amnam vaday di'i efshar lomer she'ein tzarech le'inyin esek ha'Torah shum Torah ha'machshava v'yiras Hashem chalila. I am not in any way, God forbid, suggesting that when it comes to Torah study, a person does not require any purity of thought or Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Hashem. God forbid to think that for a second. Shaharei Mishnah Shlema Sheninu, we learn in Avos Paragimel, which will reference Paragimel of Avos twice in this parak. But it says in Avos Paragimel, Am Ein Yira Ein Chachma. If there's no Yira, there can be no Chachma. Maimer Chazal number one. Maimer Chazal number two. Yom Ayin Beis Amad Beis. May Dich Siv. Why does a person have money in his hand, a foolish person, a ksil? What good is money in the hand of a fool when he doesn't have v'lev ayin? He lacks the mindfulness to be able to acquire wisdom, which the Gemara understands to mean, Oy lehem letamidei chachamim she'oskim b'torah ve'ein b'em yirat shamayim. They have the money, but they don't know what to purchase. Yirat shamayim has to be that foundation upon which the Torah rests. Maimer Chazal number two. Maimer Chazal number three. Uveshmos Rabba and Parshamem. Kol mishu yodeya ve'ein biyado yiras chait. Anyone who's a yodeya, I guess we would translate anyone who has knowledge, but he lacks yiras chait. Ein biyado klum. He has nothing at all. Shekeflios shel Torah biyiras chait. Because the chain or the lock, the bolt, keflios means the padlock with chains that holds the Torah in, to make sure your Torah is guarded, is Yiras Chet. So again, three Ma'amari Chazal right out of the gate about the importance of Yiras Shamayim and Yiras Chet and Yira Bechlal as a protection, as a really prerequisite for Torah. Now he quotes two passages from the Zohar, once in the Hakdama of the Zohar, and one found in Zohar Parshas Bahar. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, in the Hakdama of the Zohar we find, Shehayira Ihi Tara La'ala L'go Mehemnusa. Yira is the gate by which one enters into Mehemnusa, into Amuna. Val Pekuda da Iskayim kol Alma. And upon this the entire world stands. Vida Ikara v'yesoda l'chol shar Pekudin da Raisa. And again, this is the foundation and the root of all other mitzvos in the Torah. Man did not to Yira, not to Kola. A person who guards Yira has everything, guards everything. Lo not to Yira, if one's not guarded in Yira, Lo noter pekude oraisa, Rachman Litzlan, such a person is considered a individual who's not shomer mitzvos in Torah. That's the Zohar in the Hakdama. The Zohar in Parshas Bahar, Daf Kuf Chesamer Aleph. My ol Malchus Shemayim. What does it mean that a person should accept upon himself the ol, the yoke of Malchus Shemayim? Elakahai Torah, it's compared to an ox. A Torah is a shore, an ox. What's the nature of an ox? First you attach the yoke to the ox, and then it plows. Hochanami itstrich le levar nash le kabola ale ol bekadmaisa. So too, a person first needs to accept upon himself ol machus shemayim, ulevaser the yiflach le b'choma the itstrich, and then he's able to serve in all forms of service. V'ilo kabel ale hay bekadmaisa, and if he doesn't first wear the yoke, lo yechal lemiflach. It's like plowing the field, as if the ox is walking through the field without the yoke being attached to him, is not going to accomplish very much. Hadahu dechsiv, says the Zohar, this is what is written, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira. Mahu b'yira, as we find elsewhere, Reishis chachma yiras Hashem. And this again is the introduction to everything. Begin the Baha'i Ayah Lishar Kedusha, that through this one enters into all forms of Kedusha. V'yahai lo ishtakach legabei, and if this is not found by him, lo sharia be Kedusha de la'ila, and he's not able to achieve the Kedusha Elyona that a person is seeking in this world. Okay, so far five Mamari Chazal about the importance of Yira, and we're not done yet. Va'od Amru, a second reference to Avos in the third parak. Kol sheyiras cheto kodemes l'chachmaso, chachmaso miskayemes. Anyone whose yiras shemayim precedes his chachma will have his chachma last. Ki yiras Hashem techila, hi ikar hakiyim shel chachmas haTorah. Explains Rav Chaim Volozhiner very succinctly, because yiras Hashem must come first, as it serves to protect and to preserve the quality of one's wisdom of Torah. Ukamosha Amr Abusainim Zachron Luracha, another Maimar Chazal, Shabbos Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph. Amr Yishlakish Maidich Siv, the Pasak in Yeshaya, Vahaya Emunas Itecha. And the Gemara Darshans, the six phrases in that Pasak, Emunas Zeseder Zraim, Itecha is Moed, Vahulu. Chashiv Sham Bezea Pasak Kolashas. We find allusions in that Pasak in Yeshaya Perak Lamed Gimel to all of the six Sidrei of Shas, the six Siddharm of Mishnah. Umisayim afilu hachi, and the Gemara concludes, yet nonetheless, Yiras Hashem, he otzer, the end of the pasuk, that Yiras Hashem is the otzer, is the storehouse. Dima ha-kosev as-ha-Torah l'rov tevuos, explains Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the Torah is compared to a person who has amassed much grain, and the Yira creates the otzer, creates the storehouse. Ha-machzik bo ha-mon tevuos mishtamer b'socha, where are you going to put all of your grain after harvesting the field? So where are you supposed to put all of the grain that you've stockpiled? And that's what Yiras Shamayim is. It creates a kli for the Torah to have a place to be guarded. She Yiras Hashem hi ha'otzer l'chachmas ha'Torah kadosha. Shal yodo tiskayim etzel la'adam. That through that storehouse of Yiras Shamayim, a person can protect his Torah. But like a farmer, if he doesn't prepare a storehouse, and he simply has all of this grain with nowhere to put it, it's like leaving your grain out in the field, to be trampled by a shor and a chamor. Of course, physically, leaving your grain in the field will be trampled by animals. Also, shor and chamor is merames. Not suggesting that Rav Chaim Volozhiner was being merames to this, but I'll just mention that shor and chamor are merames to the kochos of tumah. Esav is compared to a shor. Yishmael is compared to a chamor. So in other words, if a person's Torah is not rooted in Yiras Shamayim, it's going to be destroyed over the course of time. She'enam is kayemes etzlo klal, and it will not remain with him at all. And last but not least, one more Maimar Chazal, rounding out the eight Mamari Chazal. I think that's the right number. What do we have? We started with three, and then two from the Zohar, and then three more. Yep, eight in total. V'chein amru al zeh ha-kosuv. Lastly, it says in Shemos Rabbah in Parsha Lamed, ata motze adam shoyna midrash halachos v'agados. You could have a person who spends his time, he learns medrash, he learns halacha, he learns agada, he's well versed in Torah. V'im ein bo yiras chet, ein biyado klum. But if he doesn't have yiras chet, then my friends, what does he have? And the answer is nothing at all. Mashal la'adam v'chulu, Yeshli Elef Midos Shaltrua. It's like a person, again, imagine he has tremendous amounts of grain. Amrlei, and he's looking for somewhere to put it. So they said to him, Yeshlecha Afusikos Liten Osam Behem. Do you have storehouses to put them in? Because if you don't, you're in big trouble. Shenamar Vahaya Amunas Itecha. Again, it references that pasuk that the Gemara also darshened in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that's the end of the parak. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, again, is very, very clear. I'm not in any way suggesting that a person should study Torah without Yiras Shamayim. I am suggesting, he says, that Torah Lishma does not require constant dveikus. Again, God forbid to think that if I'm not in a state of dveikus b'Hashem, my learning is not worthwhile. And like we learned last time in the third parak, there are areas of Torah that require a person to be tremendously, end of the second parak, I'm sorry, to be tremendously focused in order to be able to concentrate on one's learning, which allows one to understand the sugya well, and it's come out impossible to do that while you're in a state of dveikus. So yes, Yiras Shamayim is going to be the foundation. Again, how to make sure that we're getting enough Yira while we're working on the sugya, he will explain to us in the coming chapters. But again, not to, God forbid, think that Yirat Shamayim is not a value in the life of a person who's studying Torah.